Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. We are live here at NRB headquarters in Irvine, California. We are so honored. It is today, November 7th. We're so honored to have Steve Haskell from Reverse Mortgage Loan Officer, which actually works for NeighborWorks Orange County, and Yolanda Yulon. She's the Chief Business Officer there at NeighborWorks Orange County. And so we're so honored to have them on our call today. It is nice that we're getting some winter weather finally coming in here instead of being in the 85 degrees every day here in California. And also, what we're going to be talking about is purchasing a home with a reverse mortgage. It's a big deal of what's going on out there in the industry. So a little bit about NRB, just to get everyone updated. We are a women's trade for women in the housing real estate ecosystem. The exciting part of it is that we actually represent women and men, from poverty to homeownership to business owners, all the way up to the C-suite and family offices. So the impact of what we're doing and bringing you today for the stories that are impacting the growth, the sustainability, the elder financial abuse that's been going on out there, what it's like in the helping for the homelessness and the poverty sector to really impact those studies, and also to doing the data analytics to really connect the dots. You know, here we just had an incredible midterm turnout to what's going on in the polls, and there's going to be a lot of changes going on. So we're here to help bring those conversations together, making sure that the market is really having the impact of to make sure that we have a seat at the table and delivering that for you. So we're having a little bit of difficulty. We're getting we apologize for getting Yolanda and Steve on the call. So we're going to hang loose here for a second, and I'm going to continue on about some of the things we got upcoming for NRB right now. We have our I just got done speaking at NAR, the National Association of Realtors in Boston. So we're going to go ahead and welcome them right now, Steve and Yolanda. So thank you for joining us. We were just finishing up on NAR. I just spoke at the Boston about finance your business dreams. And it really comes down to getting to know your loan officers, what they get involved in, and the financial aspirations that can be involved in all aspects, not just owning a property, owning a business, and what's doing on for your clients. So thank you, and good morning, Steve and Yolanda. How are you both doing?
Good morning. Doing great. Thank you.
Good morning.
Wonderful. Hi, Yolanda. Yeah, so thank you for joining us this morning. I'm going to go ahead and turn it. Thankfully, I do not have to host this one. My voice is really deep and sexy, if you haven't noticed. I got a chest cold on the way over to Boston at the National Association of Realtors. So I'm so thankful that Yolanda is going to be hosting this one this morning. So Yolanda, go ahead and take it away. Couple housekeeping things real quickly, everyone on the call. If you have any questions, please forward them to info@nrb.com. Again, that's info@nrb.com. And I will make sure that Yolanda gets a copy of those so she can ask them of Steve. And the format, just to remind everyone, this is as if we're at a local coffee shop, sipping some tea or coffee, whichever your choice is, and to have a real casual conversation. And Yolanda, go ahead and give a little bit of background about yourself. And then, Steve, about yourself. And then just sit down like you're doing a business plan. What is that going to look like? How is it going to interact with the consumer? What can we do to really resonate? Because at the end of the call, this gets packaged and put in on our website. And all our she calls goes on our website. So then you can listen to them while you're driving, share them with all your friends and relatives. And most importantly, your outreach for your consumers. So, Yolanda, take it away, and thank you all both for being on the call.
All righty. Thank you, Desiree. Good morning, everyone. My name is Yolanda Lujan. I'm with NeighborWorks Orange County. I'm really happy to be on the call today and share some information that I think will bring some value to the listeners on the call. I'd like to share a little bit about NeighborWorks. We are a community development financial institution, social enterprise. In addition, we're a 501c3 nonprofit. We were established about 40 years ago. Our mission is to empower people and communities to build wealth through homeownership, financial education, and access to affordable homes. I'd like to thank NAWRB for allowing us to speak today on how to purchase a home with reverse mortgage. With that said, I'd like to welcome Steve Haskell with NeighborWorks Orange County. He's been originating reverse mortgage loans for the last 10 years, and we're happy to have him speak to the listeners today. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good morning, Yolanda. I'm doing great. Thank you. It's good to be on the call. It's always a great opportunity when I can talk about reverse mortgages, and certainly a function and a focus today will be on the home equity conversion mortgage program, utilizing it to purchase a home, which I think that's why most of the callers that are online are interested to find out about.
Wonderful. Great. So we'll go ahead and get started. Steve, can you explain what is a reverse mortgage?
Sure. You know, it's a reverse mortgage is a term often used, and it's often misconstrued. But basically, the long and the short of it is a reverse mortgage is a special mortgage that allows homeowners 60 years of age or older to borrow from their home equity without ever having to make scheduled monthly mortgage payments. And the borrower can choose to either take a lump sum of money, maybe a line of credit, or even structured monthly payments over time. So it's very user-friendly, very accessible.
Nice. Okay. And how long have reverse mortgages been around, Steve?
Well, that's a great question. In this day and age of social media and mass advertising, a lot of folks think that reverse mortgages really just popped up in the last few years. But actually, reverse mortgages have actually been around the United States since the 60s. They actually began on the Eastern Seaboard, where banks had customers that, shall we say, were house rich but cash poor. So the bank saw an opportunity where they could offer their clients cash, and they would use their homes as collateral. And again, the big plus was they could utilize that cash without selling their house or doing a traditional refinance where there were payments. And the loan didn't have to be paid back till the borrower died. And as those programs evolved in the 70s, banks actually nationwide picked up the program on a private level. Many of them were called the EquiPay program. That was a term that was used in the 70s. And then in the 80s, as our U.S. Congress began to review the program, they liked what they saw, but they wanted to tweak some changes. And actually in 1988, they approved federal laws that actually became the foundation for the current reverse mortgages as we have today. And the actual first home equity conversion mortgage, the federally insured reverse mortgage, the first one was funded actually in 1989. So they've been around a while.
Okay. And Steve, can you explain to the listeners who regulates reverse mortgages?
The home equity conversion mortgage, better known as the HECM, you hear that term tossed around a lot. These loans are actually regulated by the Department of Housing and Urban Development, better known as HUD, and they're also overseen and regulated by Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, CFPB. So both of these entities share in oversight. And then, of course, the biggie is the Federal Housing Administration. They insure the program for the HECMs. And then we also, on the market recently, we also have proprietary reverse mortgages, and they pretty much follow HUD guidelines, and they also are overseen by CFPB. But the difference with those types of loans is that they're not insured by the Federal Housing Administration. So your big three on oversight for reverse mortgages are HUD, CFPB, and FHA.
So highly regulated, you would say.
Very highly regulated because, again, we're helping out a protected class in our citizenry. So Big Brother is always watching, shall we say.
Absolutely. Okay. And, Steve, what are the eligibility requirements for a reverse mortgage?
Well, up until recently, the youngest borrower on title had to be 62. But now we do have proprietary loans on the scene. So some of the lenders have seen fit to reduce the age to 60. So basically, if you're looking at proprietary or the federal program, the minimum age is 60 for the proprietary and 62 for the federal insured loans. Also, too, it can only be for your primary residence, and there has to be sufficient equity in your home, and the borrower has to go through financial assessment now, which is a relatively new guideline, just went into effect about 2 years ago. Not as stringent as traditional loans, but still there is a credit review and a history of payment review to see if the borrower is eligible. And then another important aspect for eligibility is that all clients, whether it's proprietary or the federal program, they all have to go through HUD-approved reverse mortgage counseling session. And really, Yolanda, what that's all about is to make sure that the borrower is well aware of the mechanics, the nuts and bolts of how the program works, because it is a very big financial decision. And many of these borrowers, you know, depending on the situation, they haven't made some serious financial decisions recently. So HUD says, you know what, we need to make sure these folks are aware of how the program works. And also the counseling agency is looking out to make sure that the borrower is lucid, to make sure that they're not in any undue pressure or a situation where they're being coerced to take out this loan. So that's the main eligibility as far as the clients go for the reverse mortgage program.
Steve, let me ask you, on the proprietary program, is the reverse mortgage counseling still required?
Absolutely. Because it is still the same demographics we're dealing with, CFPB, they certainly require, and also HUD, even though they're not immediate oversight, they certainly are requiring all borrowers, whether it's the proprietary product or the HECM product, the federally insured product, to all go through the counseling. And that's a safeguard. That's not an option. It is mandatory, and that's a good thing. And actually, in the state of California, the regulators have even put another overlay on the requirements as far as the counseling goes, that no lender can start the application process until that counseling is completed. And there's actually a 7-day moratorium before they can do any type of title search, credit authorization, or anything where the client could possibly incur any type of external costs.
Great, okay. And Steve, what type of properties are eligible for a reverse mortgage?
Right now on the proprietary and the HECM, the home equity conversion mortgage, it's basically single family residences, 2-4 unit homes, where it is a requirement where the owner has to live in one of the units. Townhomes are actually approved now, as well as condominiums, which are FHA approved for the federal program, or for the proprietary, they have to either be Fannie or Freddie Mae approved, and in certain situations, the lenders will do what they call a spot approval for the condominium, and then also some manufactured homes also meet the certain requirements for the program. So basically, single-family residences, 2-4 unit homes where it's owner-occupied, approved condominiums, and then some manufactured homes.
Okay, and then, Steve, can you tell us about the reverse mortgage for purchase program?
Right. The reverse mortgage for purchase is a very well-kept secret in the mortgage and actually in the real estate industry. As we mentioned, the first refinance reverse mortgage was done in 1989, and up until about 2009, it was strictly a refinance tool. Then Congress began to review it and said, you know what, why don't we look at implementing the reverse mortgage for our seniors to purchase a home as well? So they did. In 2009, they approved that process as far as seniors being able to purchase a home. And certainly the intent of the program was to allow older homeowners that many times wanted to downsize or maybe wanted to move closer to family members in retirement, maybe empty nesters situation, or maybe they were just outgrowing the current home they lived in. So this allowed seniors to sell their existing home and actually use the proceeds or other assets they may have from their investment portfolio or savings, and they combine that with the proceeds from the reverse mortgage, and it basically acts like a cash transaction, and they move into a new home, they make a purchase, and they never have to make a monthly mortgage payment as long as they live in the home. And, of course, the big thing is they do have to have a sizable down payment. And the great news is that it's like a cash transaction. So it's very, very simple, easy transaction. And it's an awesome program for seniors that are looking to make a move. And so let me give you an example of how that may work, just kind of a cursory example. And I realize, too, we're on a call here. We don't have the advantage of a whiteboard or a PowerPoint where I can actually diagram it. But I'm going to attempt to just explain it to our listeners, and I think it'll make more sense. So typically you have a borrower. Let's say we have a gentleman named Don who's 68 years old, and he wants to move closer to his family. So he decides to sell his current home, which he does. And the current home value is about $400,000. So he sells the home, and then he wants to look at using a reverse mortgage for purchase to buy a new home. Well, the new home he looks at happens to be have a same value of roughly about $400,000. So we calculate what his eligibility is on the reverse mortgage, and based on his age of 68, he's eligible from the reverse mortgage to capitalize on about $196,560 towards his purchase. Then what he would bring to the table for the closing would be $203,440. So if you do the quick math, the reverse mortgage allocation of $196,560 plus his cash investment from the proceeds from the house he sold of $203,440, that equals to $400,000. So it's a simple transaction, it's a one-time close, all done, and he moves in, never has to make a mortgage payment. But remember something, Yolanda, he still is responsible for taxes and insurance, but he has the wherewithal knowing that he never has to make a monthly mortgage payment, but it's still responsible for his, you know, his monthly obligations or yearly as far as taxes and insurance goes. So it makes a nice tidy transaction.
Nice. Okay. Well, let's move on to the next question. Steve, tips for realtors to grow their business with the reverse mortgage for purchase type of loan. Can you give our listeners some tips?
Sure. You know, in my experience in talking with real estate agents and even other professionals, CPAs, attorneys, financial planners, again, the reverse mortgage for purchase is a hidden gem that many of these professionals aren't aware of. So specifically looking for realtors, when I talk with them and engage them about the reverse mortgage for purchase, first of all, it's a big surprise for them because, again, in the past, as a finance tool, there's really no incentive, shall we say, for them to look into the reverse mortgage. But now, there is an incentive because you can help a client move. You can help them buy a new home. So for realtors in the marketplace, it really is an opportunity where in the lending climate we're in right now, it's as we all surely would agree, it's tough for borrowers to qualify. So you can certainly have the ability to set yourself apart as a realtor, as a trusted advisor, when you're dealing with seniors, because they may not be aware that the reverse mortgage for purchase option is even available. So there's a great opportunity for realtors to, number one, set themselves apart in the market that they're dealing in. And also, too, remember that realtors have an opportunity. It's a huge market now. Boomers, the baby boomers, shall we say, their numbers are growing tremendously. And Social Security Administration, the Government Accounting on Office Accounting will tell you that boomers turn 65 to the tune of 10,000 a day nationwide. So there's a tremendous market for this program. And it actually, if you look at it too, it increases the purchasing power of the client because they can look at higher price programs utilizing the reverse mortgage. So certainly as a realtor, you're always looking to provide the best product, the best home solution for your client. So certainly the reverse mortgage program allows them to do this. And then certainly from the realtor standpoint, as far as turn downs or successful closes, you have a much better opportunity with the reverse mortgage for purchase. And actually, it is a faster transaction. In the refinance world, this tool can certainly tend to elongate. But in the purchase arena, it is a much faster transaction. You have a sales contract the lender has to adhere to. So from a realtor standpoint, that's certainly an advantage. And one big aspect of the program, too, you become a hero for your senior clients because you're allowing them a couple things. First of all, they're moving into a new home in a cash transaction, and they don't need to utilize all the proceeds that they received, they like, from a previous home. So for a lot of these clients, they need the cash for other expenses, health care, helping out family members, just day-to-day living. So you're helping them retain more of their cash. That's a big plus. And certainly we know many of the challenges that our seniors are facing these days. They're all living longer, so the more cash in hand they can have, the better off they are. Also, too, a big plus for realtors is one of the areas we haven't touched on yet is new construction. Many builders now are looking at this program whereby they can appeal to the senior community and utilize the reverse mortgage for purchase. And again, it's a faster transaction. It's a smoother transaction as far as the eligibility and the qualifying process goes. Just kind of a sideline on that, this program is not FICO-driven. It's not determined by the credit score. There is a financial review, but again, the qualifying is not based on the score itself. So again, that makes it an easier transaction. So the builder as well sees an opportunity to sell more homes in this situation. And also, too, for your client's well-being and looking for that right next home, and for many of them, probably the last home they're going to move into, it provides the flexibility that the client wants, the features, the upgrades that are available for them. So I think all those points really are benefits for the realtor on why they would look at this program and have it in their hip pocket when they're dealing with seniors and you know, present it. In situations. It's not for everybody, but certainly, you know, depending on the client and what their needs are, I think it would be a big plus for realtors to know about the program. And just to kind of share some statistics with our callers as well, nationwide there's roughly about 46 million seniors in the marketplace today, and actually in the next 15 to 20 years, it's going to increase by almost 25%. So the senior population has grown by leaps and bounds. In California alone, there's almost 6 million seniors right now. So California offers a tremendous marketplace as well. And then narrowing it down a little bit closer to our backyard in Orange County, we have roughly 456,000 seniors, and according to latest census, 67% of those seniors, which is over 300,000, are actual homeowners. So I don't know. The last thing I heard from the National Association of Realtors, the average homeowner moves, what, every seven to eight years? So seniors are no different. So you have a tremendous opportunity to go into the marketplace, talk to seniors about the program and feel comfortable that it is a great program and you're doing a great service for your clients as well. So I think those are all valid points for why realtors should look at the reverse mortgage for purchase program, Yolanda.
Wow, it's a lot of information that you gave us today, Steve. So I'm going to ask you one last question, and it would be, how can our listeners get more information about reverse mortgage?
Great. Well, of course, we all are using the Internet these days. So I always encourage folks, professionals, clients, customers, one great resource is called the National Reverse Mortgage Lenders Association, and their website is NRMLAonline.org. Again, that's the National Reverse Mortgage Lenders Association, and that's a real good source for general information about reverse mortgages. Also, too, for our callers throughout the country, it actually has a area directory where you can find lenders and brokers that are members of that association to help your clients as well if you're not working with a broker or lender currently that offers reverse mortgages. And then, of course, the big one, the government agency, is always a great resource. The best one for reverse mortgages is, of course, Housing, Urban, and Development. www.hud.gov. They have a virtual encyclopedia of all loan programs, including the Home Equity Conversion Mortgage Program, the HECM, and you'll see that here that acronym used quite a bit. And then, of course, in California, our website is www.nwoc.org. That's NeighborWorksOrangeCounty.org. So those are all three good sources to get questions answered, to find out more about reverse mortgage program, and great avenues to enlighten yourselves on finding out about reverse mortgages.
Well, Steve, thank you so much for all the information you provided today. Desiree, I don't know if you want to jump back in on the call, but I think this concludes some information that we provided to your listeners. So I think we could be open to questions and answers if that's the protocol.
Thank you, Yolanda. Thank you very much for narrating that. And great information, Steve. Now, I think it's really unusual, and I think that everyone on a call is the fact that Steve actually works as a lender within NeighborWorks, correct, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes, he is a reverse mortgage loan originator for NeighborWorks.
I think that's absolutely phenomenal, and I think that you should describe a little bit about what NeighborWorks does and how it's changed in the last year. I think that is really important to our listeners because the dynamics of, you know, we get so complacent and realize where we sit, where things have changed so much radically. And so tell them a little bit about, as the chief business officer, how that differences have changed.
Yeah, so we started out as a little nonprofit in Santa Ana, California, and we were one of the first HUD-approved first-time homebuyer counseling agencies. Obviously, we have grown since then. We relied a lot on government grants and you know, state and federal money to help sustain the organization. You know, obviously, a lot of that funding is going away. And so now, you know, we have been coming up with new innovative ideas to, you know, enable us to continue on with our mission of empowering others to build wealth through home ownership. And what we did was we started Business Lines, which was a forward mortgage lending department and a reverse mortgage lending department, which was established probably about a year ago. And so in addition to providing, you know, first-time homebuyer education, we now do lending services to help sustain the work that we do. And so we are chugging along and getting the word out on what we do. And, you know, the great thing about what we do, because we are a social enterprise, you know, we make that social impact in the community, so the revenues all go back out to the community. We don't have shareholders or anything like that that profit from, you know, the money that we make from these services. It's just going right back out to the community. And that business model is really going to help, you know, push forward, you know, our mission of just empowering people to build wealth through home ownership.
That is fantastic.
That's what we believe.
Yeah, well, that's why I wanted to make sure that it gets clarified, because your mission's the same, but how you go about doing it has changed, is what I want to get it. And then also we got to look at the fact that, you know, obviously the government platforms change. What's here today is not necessarily here tomorrow, you know, politically driven or not. It's reality, and the dynamics has changed. And then also the fact that you actually go out and buy assets. You know, I know that Helen has talked about where you'll pick up properties and fix them up and convert them. So those are, you know, some different avenues that, you know, when they were a little bit more plentiful, but obviously the price points have gotten so high here in Orange County. But, you know, one of the things that I think is so valuable is, you know, the connect between the lender and the realtor has never been more powerful right now, and that we see so much fallout rate and so many people shopping and someone is hearing other different things. I think by having just the pure concept of how you started and growing that your end mission is, like you said, you have no shareholders. This is what you do. This is your full-time job. This is what everyone involved here is about. You know, it's not going to, the old adage is not making anyone rich, but it's carrying off. You have to have commitment, passion, and dream to make this work. And carrying that through from the concept of getting, transitioning people into owning a home, and in addition to helping showcase how you think the impossibles can happen, and yet it's not impossible. It's just a matter of having the right resources and connections. You know, I still use the old adage when Helen showed 6 loans, you know, going on a property, and no, that can't happen. And people just, you know, are still blown away by that conceptual idea of you can do this. So
yeah.
One of the things
the one thing to note too, which I'm hoping, I don't know if we got the final numbers, but Prop 1 seems like it passed, which is going to push more money for affordable housing, which we're praying will trickle down to the work that we do, which will create more down payment assistance that we can offer to the community. So, you know, when it's all said and done, if that passes, we are going to see, you know, hopefully some money come down that we can continue with those efforts as
well.
Okay,
yeah,
so.
Well, no, exactly. And then the other thing is that getting that pipeline and understanding that pipeline is, like you said, and getting the word out, and that's where NRB has taken a real huge push to. We just had our media call this morning prior to this to really connect the media awareness from having platforms and sharing of information such that this information gets out. Like one of the things that we're going to be talking about on another call is the natural disasters. Who knew that the Department of Justice gets involved in natural disasters? You know, who knew that after a natural disaster happens that they set up an entire 501c company to get the local churches and communities like you and organizations like you to get involved to rebuild that neighborhood? I was like, wait a second. Are you telling me you're starting a whole new company after it happens and you get all that funding and set up to get it done? I mean, these are incredible things. And
yeah.
So no one knows about them, right? And I even asked several of the federal agencies. I said, so where's the handout booklet that I can distribute? Well, no, everyone's got their own little piece. So that's one of the initiatives that Energy is about, and that's why this call is so important, that it's not about, Steve, you doing a great job in reverse mortgages. It's about bringing the information of how the componency of Steve working within NeighborWorks that I think is valuable, too, is knowing the ins and outs. I'm no expert on it. I've been asked, you know, to refer and put out some very complex ones, complex title issues and things that went down and found a whole bunch of fraud that was involved in elder or financial abuse. So, Steve, can you enlighten us? Why is there such a huge fee on a reverse mortgage up the front? I remember I had a client that was getting, I can't remember, I think it was like a $200,000 or $300,000 draw. It was like a $20,000 upfront fee. And when they shopped, it's a couple different people, because I really didn't know, you know, some, reverse mortgage lenders, that's all they did. So I was out seeing who worked in that space and found out that that was common. So explain to why our listeners why there's such a huge upfront fee for reverse mortgage, or cost,
Absolutely, Desiree. And that, unfortunately, has been a deterrent for many folks, whether it's been professionals such as yourself or the end user, the consumer, where they look at the fee schedule. The way on the, and I'm going to talk in terms of the proprietary as well as the federally insured. Let's talk first about the federally insured, the HECM. With the HECM program, you have three components that make up the total fee structure. Number one, which is the biggie, is the FHA mortgage insurance premium up front. Now, none of these costs I'm going to share with you are out of pocket. They're all financed into the loan. But nevertheless, they're still there. So when calculating what a borrower is eligible for, they take a percentage of the loan and they calculate what that premium is going to be. It's going to go directly to FHA to insure that loan. And that's usually, and that's a very large component. The second component is the lender charge, which is traditionally a lot less. Right now there's a cap on the federal program of $6,000. And then the third component is the traditional closing cost, title, escrow, the cost of doing business, doing a loan in any county. Okay? So you're right. I mean, you look at the maximum now, $679,600 on the federal program, your three fees, the total is going to be close to $20,000. So that's been a stopping point for a lot of folks. Now, turn the page to the proprietary programs that are now in the marketplace. The lenders have realized that, guess what, folks? We're doing a disservice to our clients by charging these large large fees calculating the loan. So with the proprietary, remember, it's not FHA insured, so there is no FHA insurance premium. And then so at best, there may be the traditional closing cost, and even most of the lenders are waiving the lender charge. I'll give you an example. I'm helping a gentleman right now. We're in the process of closing his loan, pretty close, knock on wood. We're doing his loan amount is $515,000, and his total closing costs are $125, which is the counseling fee. That's it, Desiree. So again,
did you all hear that? Okay, that's the nugget I'm looking for. Okay, so y'all, did you just hear that? $500,000 loan, he's charging $100. Are you kidding me? Went a little crazy.
And honestly, and here you have an individual who is he's an investor. He owns 9 properties, investment properties on his own. So he's been around the block in the lending world. He knows, you know, a thing or two about taking out loans. So we showed him the federal program, the HECM program. We showed him the proprietary program. When he looked at the closing costs and the fees, he said, "Steve, this is a no-brainer." He goes, "Why do I want to get knocked out with $20,000 in closing costs and fees when all I got to pay is $125? Plus, I can't take as much cash out because I have a lid of $679,650, and on the proprietary, I have a lid of $4 million. So it's a no-brainer. So, yeah, and that's
and
why.
Let me quote you. There's no rate differential on this.
No, there's no. There might be a little bit of a differential, but not enough to offset $20,000 in closing costs. Absolutely not.
All right,
absolutely not.
Obviously, you pay up front and you have a lower rate. You don't pay up front, you have a higher rate. So I just want to make sure that we're talking apples and apples across the loan.
Absolutely.
Program, the rate that goes with it. So the only benefit then, if you're telling me, as our listeners, is that the benefit's going to be that one's insured by the FHFA, one's not. So if you have proprietary money that's only getting a 0.5% interest right now, and they're all, you know, either investing in the stocks or hedge funds or, you know, JV or whatever capital that's out there that they're trying to, angel funding, whatever, then they're saying, well, hey, I'm willing to take, you know, whatever the going rate is, let's say 5% on a reverse mortgage. That sure pays a lot more back end than it does because you have an asset, which is a house that has. And what's the LTV on that that you go as high on?
You can go, you can, well, the lender amount, loan amount up to $4 million. And I,
no,
on
I
LTV,
meant with the other
LTV, LTV,
yeah.
You can go up to about 65% on the proprietary based on age. Based on age, this gentleman's 82 years old.
So, okay, so unless the market really does a horrific tank, which it has, I mean, you know, I live in Irvine, and down south fell 75%, and Irvine only fell 20%, but then when the market came back, it went up 150%. I mean, and, you know, you go out to the high desert and drop 75% back in the, you know, the crisis days. So if you're looking at that, if I'm an investor or I'm that private fund money, 82 years old, 65% LTV, and, you know, you're looking at pretty much secured money without having to go crazy, hence the, you don't have the FHA back end on it because you're already doing a great product. Wow.
Absolutely.
That's the nugget right there that I was looking for, that this makes this call absolutely incredible, because when we think of reverse mortgage, those have been in the industry for a long time. Those who are in the marketplace that don't do a volume, I mean, you know, take again me as an example. I've sold 6,000 properties, but the number of reverse mortgages I've done, we could count on, you know, my hands. So
yeah.
The idea is that it's not my, you know, cup of tea gone down that path. But now that we have, you know, the elder financial abuse, it's become a real hot button in my, in our package, because of what we're seeing is, you know, $36.5 billion worth of financial elder abuse out there just in the United States,
mm-hmm.
and only one out of every 44 cases are even reported. On top of that, 90% of the elder financial abuse is from the family.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
That real problem here all the way down the pipe. So if we as a consumer and as a professional in the industry don't understand, and we're not as smart as Steve in this, then we're doing our client a disservice by not knowing the facts before we make a suggestion or go to it, because, yeah, Steve's supposed to know all the ifs, ands, or can't, our workarounds, but our job is to know at least the basics up front so we can understand and help better advise, because at the end of the day, they keep still coming back to the realtor instead of going to, you know, whether it be you or whether it be to the lender or whatever who's the, quote, expert and supposed to know about it. They still rely on, well, what do you think? Well, okay, you know, there's only so much cups of tea that you can sit here and think about it. Wow. Those are the things that when I have Kendall do the write-up on this that we're going to put out there that are going to highlight, you know, what are the differences and what that's going on. What else misconception? I guess this leads into the next question. What other myths or misconceptions that can we defunct right now on this call that are about reverse mortgages? Because if you look at, you know, if the older population, I apologize, if you're going into the little older population of living longer, having more wealth, having more control or suggestion to help the younger generation, you know, when you got 37% more women millennials living under poverty than any generation before them. So they're signing more, they're leveraging their wealth. How do we, you know, I believe the reverse mortgage numbers are going to go up. I believe that we're going to have a lot more people that are, especially if the, what was that, Yolanda, the one that, was a Prop 10, the one, of, yeah, it's about carrying your base tax over if you're buying a bigger property, if you're carrying your baseline, right? Or is that 5?
Yeah,
whatever.
It's Prop 10. That's right, Desiree.
It's Prop 10, okay, yeah. And
yeah.
So the idea, did that pass? Does anyone know?
I didn't see the numbers this morning. I did not check before I came in.
Okay. Anyway, so the idea is that we're all seeing that wealth is there, especially in the generational side. And having those numbers for the reverse mortgage, how to make sure that you're protected, because if you have all this money and then lose it all because someone does a deed on you or comes out, takes a loan against you and you don't know about it, you're like, well, how can that happen? That would never happen. Well, trust me, it happens all day long. That having these avenues of knowing this information is really going to help you as a professional in the industry and consumer. So back to the original question, what other myths that do we know about that we can take out, that we could slay right now?
Absolutely. The very first one is the bank's going to take your home. The bank owns your home, which is the biggest myth out there. There's no deed transfer. There's no equity position. The lender, it's a lien. It's a lien just like if you have a current mortgage now, it's no different. That's number one. Number two, both the proprietary and the HECM, the Federal Insured Program, is what we call a non-recourse. So if there's a deficiency between the loan balance and the home when the loan is paid back, the estate, the children, are not responsible to pay the difference. It's a non-recourse. Non-recourse, which means if there's a deficiency, you can't go after personal assets to pay back the loan. The house is always going to pay back the loan. Does that make sense?
Very cool. So it's not like a company loan. It's like a corporation. It's strictly the house deeded against the property, and that's it.
That's it. End of story. It. Total. Now,
you know what would
key
be...
point.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say a key point, too. You talked about real estate values. With both these programs, if there's a dip in the real estate market, your reverse mortgage is not recalculated. It's a one-time calculation regardless of the real estate value.
All right. So what I think is the best thing that we can do here is let's have, if you don't mind, take a moment and send over these key nuggets. Put it down on the information. So when we circulate that the She Talk is out there to distribution to our tens of thousands outreach, I want to have these key nuggets listed in the blog so that way we can go out, promote it directly back to our website, but then give obviously credit back to these are the programs that Yolanda, through the relationship, through Editor B, is bringing through NeighborWorks OC. And these things need to be modeled, and this is why it's so important to keep organizations like this in the pocket, right? So let's do something bigger and grander. So Yolanda and Steve, if you could, this has been incredible of the information you're sharing. If you could put that together, it doesn't have to be really crazy, but you know, like your top five or ten key nuggets that you just gave, and then we'll link it to this. Then we'll put it into our blogs. I mean, I have personally over 20,000 key component followers, and this is something that we could get out to our CEOs of our national brokerages around the country. In fact, some of them around the world. But the idea is this information needs to be shared and to give back credit to these are the incredible work that Yolanda, that you're doing with Helen and everything else that's being done here at the organization. So I really want to have that to really, you know, put it together. And then any special links that you think would be valuable would be fantastic. So this has been anything else that you got coming up that you would like to pitch real quick, Yolanda, as far as events?
Gosh, I know I can't think off the top of my head, but just keep a lookout.
I'll tell you what, I'll do mine.
I'll
do mine and you think for a second. So NRB is having a mastermind retreat for anyone who's an elite member, that's men and women. So, Steve, you could go. Actually, not to the elite retreat because it's for women. Sorry. But anyway, but for anyone who's an elite member, that means that they're on a board. Sorry about that. Too much excitement. But any person now that is a woman or man can join Editor B up to the level of being elite level and be on a committee with us. But anyone who's an elite member and on a board that's a woman can go to the mastermind retreat that's in Tahoe. It's going to be the 17th and totally free. to go to the event. As far as your room accommodations and getting there, and obviously your normal food is going to be there, but the event itself is free. And then we're going to be in at the Tahoe at the resort at Squaw Creek, and the information is on our website, and you can talk to Lucille Cheney at interview.com or info@interview.com or myself about that. And then that's this month. And then also we're going to have our certified delegate spokeswoman training, and that's going to be the 16th. And to be eligible to take the Certified Delegate Spokeswoman, which is where you get to speak in front of national platforms, get to speak in front of as a speaker in front of places, that's going to be on November 16th, the day before up in Tahoe also. You can call in it, but to register for it, again, you must be an elite member and be on a board. The reason is you have to have skin in the game. And it's a privilege and an honor to pass to be part of the Certified Delegate Spokeswoman, because you must have 100% passing grade to be eligible to on it. And it helps you build up confidence and strength to be able to speak. Believe it or not, I'm a person who is shy and reserved when I was a child. I know you all can't believe it. But anyway, so that's what's going on. And then we also have our Wind Down Wednesdays at the office from 5:30 to 7:30. You're always welcome to join us. That happens most Wednesdays, and then make sure that you look at our platform, our business platform, for our events that we have coming up and our literature out there. We have so much going on in the platter right now. There's not enough time to go over it right now, but please make sure you look at interview.com. Our new magazine is coming out this afternoon, Yolanda, where it will showcase, if you weren't able to make the conference, every single session except two are completely videotaped, live, free for you to view on our website. It doesn't get any better than that. And a complete write-up dissertation about the newsletter about it. You are welcome to share it everywhere throughout your networks that this is what's bringing to you, that you're part of and involved with. Because we believe as sharing and leveraging the resources of expertise of our members, which is Yolanda, and Steve bringing his information to us, is what this is all about. So thank you very much. And Yolanda, can you think of any events you got coming up?
The only thing that I would like to share is just visit our website at www.nwoc.org. Remember that we are had counseling agency. We are the administrators for the eHome America. So if you need that certificate for first-time home buyers education, we administer the eHome America education. So I wanted to put that out there for the education department as well. And then also to keep a lookout if you want to get on our mailing list for the Realty Lunch and Learn. We bring speakers in and bring a lot of valuable information to the realtor community as well. So that will be, we'll have our next class in January, so we'll be getting that information out as well.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you very much for being on a call. I really appreciate the information. I know I learned a lot, Steve. And thank you, Yolanda, for hosting it, narrating it, and look forward to hearing more information of what we can bring. So, again, thank you for everyone for listening to the call. This is NOWB.com, where the Women in Housing Real Estate Ecosystem brings you the information to leverage the expertise and resources between you and us. So thank you again. Have a great day, and hopefully everyone has a fabulous Thanksgiving here next week. Yeah. Anyway, you take care, and thank you again for the call.
All right. Thanks,
bye-bye.
Desiree.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.